Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia, and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave. Here we go, you lot. Crack into action. Another big corker Wednesday show. Apocalypse Watch is back. We're going to talk about couples who are seeking ISO counselling.
Oh, I predicted this. I knew this would happen.
And Jane, we're going to offer it.
We're going to offer advice.
If you've got ISO relationship trouble, give us a call. Yep. We'll sort it. We'll
tell you what to do.
Get you back on track. What else, Jane?
What song gets stuck in your head? Now, this is something, I think Whitney had a song, producer. Yeah, well, something like that.
Yeah.
There's a few going around.
We want to know what they are.
What's a song that gets stuck in your head?
We'll get into it because it's the most annoying
thing. I've got one, but mine's good. I like mine. I don't mind.
So you don't mind when it just plays endlessly in your head?
No, not this one I'm going to play. I don't mind it.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that. Everyone's got one. You know you do.
He's got a new album out, the Dalai Lama. Suggesting he's already had an
album. That's part of our world news wrap-up. Oh, we'll be going right around the grounds. You've got royal news. Prince Andrew, I'm guessing, yeah?
I have, and I've got a royal quiz, which I will do with you because you're an aficionado on the royal family, and I thought
I'd never get it wrong. No. Prince Andrew's a bit of a witch hunt, by the way.
Poor Prince Andrew. We've got our great mate Dave O'Neill coming in. I must thank him for a lovely birthday message he gave me yesterday.
Yeah. he made you a lemon slice and then ate it.
That bit's disappointing.
It's very Dave O'Neill.
We'll take your calls.
I love a lemon slice.
So much to get through on the topic of your birthday,
which went
bonkers yesterday. It was like a 2-hour absolute Jane
Fest. I didn't mean for it to be that.
It just turned out that way. Dave Grohl rang in at one stage.
It was amazing.
Hamish Blake rang in. That was exciting to hear from.
What did Rob pull out of the bag? Because he said he was going to do something.
He'd already done very well. He's already done all right.
Disappointing. Is it disappointing?
No, he said, did I want to go out? And, you know, after you've been in ISO, and I want to support restaurants, and I thought maybe I do that best from home because it's
how
a big
supporting
palaver.
Restaurants from home?
Does that work?
Because I ordered from a restaurant. God, and I had a delicious Chinese. We all wanted Chinese food.
Did he tell you how much you do for him and how much he appreciates it?
A nice card with nice words.
Did he pull you in and just whisper in your ear? Changed my life.
That is be something we do in front of our teenagers, and they'd love that.
That's nice.
All right.
I'm very happy because they found that boy missing too. Young boy, with autism, who was found at Mount Disappointment. Now it's got to be called Mount Elation.
Yeah,
this day. But congratulations to 400 volunteers, including a dog squad, including everyone and a local guy
hands
found
on deck.
Him. And
local
it was great.
Community.
Well done.
Very happy.
Relief. Happy news for the first time.
I know.
In 2020.
So good
now,
to hear that.
Yes.
Mick,
yes.
What did you get up to today?
I don't really do much, I don't think.
Hang on, I think you might have.
Oh, yes, sorry, hang yes. On. Oh, no, earlier today I was part of a lighting a cauldron and a torch down at the CUB Brewery the first leg of a national tour of pubs. Announcing the reopening of pubs. Sorry, I forgot all about that.
That slipped your mind, did it?
It was
Let's backtrack on this.
Yeah. Sure.
You have held, is it like an Olympic torch?
It's like an Olympic torch.
Yeah.
And basically what I do is I do the first leg. I went to the first pub, which was the All Nations, and I hand it over to someone else and they do it, and it's going to go to at least 19 pubs in over 17 days all around Australia.
We're going to show that the pubs are opening.
Pubs are back. You've got to go and support your pubs. Do you know what?
I'm passionate about this.
If you don't go on down and support your local, I guarantee you this, in 6 months to a year, it'll be a block of apartments.
Oh, you've got to do it then.
Melbourne is such a beautiful place to live, and Sydney is, and Brisbane is.
Oh, we
and
have all our favourite pubs all around Australia.
We've got all our favourite pubs.
Hey, go and get a Palmer and a pot everywhere.
If they don't, they don't come back.
That's right, they don't.
They don't come back. It's part of the institution. It's
don't be complacent about it.
So guess what I did? So I went down to the All Nations Hotel, and I went in the front door and with my torch, and I said, oh, do you have my bar bill? That standing bar bill? They said yes, and I grabbed it and I burnt it on the torch.
Oh, wow. That was very dramatic of you.
Then I went to the next pub. I said, hi, do you have all my outstanding bar bills, please? And then I burnt them on the way. It was just tears full of
euphoric
emotion.
How nice.
Well, are we going to see any of that? Because you've got Front Bar tonight on Channel 7.
It'll be on the Front Bar tonight.
That is after Big Brother tonight?
Okay, well, after Big Brother, yes.
Yeah, all right, great.
Be 10 people in their house and 20 people in our studio.
Yeah.
We might
vote
someone off.
Are you allowed to have a studio audience?
No. Vote someone off. Don't like your chances, Andy. It's going to be big. We can't wait. It's like 9:15 around Australia. Yeah, get on board.
It's all right. I'll look forward to seeing that.
We can't wait. We'll post a bit of that footage on our
Can we see that footage?
On our socials. What's happening in the meantime, Joan?
In the meantime, we've got a show to kick off.
All right.
I think we'll get stuck into Kennedy Malloy. What do you reckon?
Let's do it, baby.
All thanks to Crown Forklifts, the Encore range, guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Massive show ahead, being a Wednesday and all, because Dave O'Neill is going to join us. We've got some royal news coming up a little later, and your chance also to get into the draw to win a Tempur mattress, which is worth $10,000. Imagine.
That'll give you a good night's sleep, because it's the best sleep in Australia. It's high technology. I love it. I'm going to throw myself into the draw for that.
It's good. Space age bed.
It is.
You know what hampers my sleep occasionally?
Oh.
Is those
alcohol?
Nope, that helps. That helps. Right. I can sleep for days. it's those, you know, when you can't get a song out of your head.
Oh,
what do you call it?
Right.
When you've got a song in your head, it just keeps playing around. You can't get it out. And it's very, very frustrating. And occasionally happens to me. I get a little bit of insomnia. And then that happens. And once that happens, I'm cooked.
You're done.
You know what it is for me?
What's
that? American Pie. American Pie is that. Don't do it.
Don't do it, Dave.
If that gets in my head, I'm done for days, and it doesn't matter what I do.
It's a big song too, lots of lyrics, lots of verses. Goes for about 8 minutes. So
it's the toilet song for DJs.
Goes for about 12 and a half hours.
All night.
What do you mean the toilet song for DJs?
DJs would used to put it on, and then they'd go to the toilet, and then they'd come back, and he's only up to verse
still
three.
Playing. That's right.
Goes for a long time.
Well, we were talking amongst ourselves. It turns out we've all got one of these songs. Whitney, one of our producers here. What's the song that gets in your head that you can't?
For the last 4 days, randomly, I've had any song by John Denver.
Beautiful song.
Like a night in the forest.
This used to be a popular wedding song.
Like the mountains in springtime.
Oh, Whitney.
Like a walk in
the rain. This is my favourite bit. Play this.
Okay.
Like a storm in the desert.
Here he goes. So he says,
like a sleepy blue ocean.
Bang! That's what his plane landed in when he died.
Oh my
God!
That's every time I think of that song. That's I imagine
John.
When it gets to the ocean. I imagine he's playing.
Sleepy blue ocean.
The sleepy blue ocean. Bang!
Wow! Any song?
How sleepy is it?
That
now?
Is a very rare song to have stuck in your head.
Well done, and that's not going anywhere. I'm not going to play that to you. So, Jane, what is it for you?
Well, just lately, it's a song that I just can't get out of my head, and I've just heard it recently. It's fresh and new. It's Del Braithwaite's new song.
I've been riding on the since we broke up.
It's great.
I'll be back again.
That song doesn't even get stuck in Daryl Braithwaite's head.
I love that song. I've been writing love songs.
I'm going to sing with him.
I'm going to sing with him when he comes in.
I've got another one. Can I do one?
Yeah,
you've got one. Have you got one, Dave?
What about this one? That will get stuck in your head.
That's stuck in everyone's head.
And I apologise to everyone listening right now.
Oh, kids love it.
Don't do it, Dave. Let's take a couple of calls. See, they're already 1-3-3-5-3. We're going to do this. Jeremy, what's the song, mate?
I'd just like to say that popcorn song. that.
Oh.
This one?
This one.
Now you've done it, Dave.
You're cooked. Oh, Jeremy, you're done. Popcorn.
That's going to be in my head for days now.
Yeah, I can't wait. I love that.
Actually, I agree. That's going to be in my head too. That's a shocker. We're going to put you in the drawer for the Tempur Bed too,
good
Jeremy.
Luck. Mate,
that's you're guaranteed. Nothing can ruin a good night's sleep.
Yeah, you'll sleep.
Yeah, put your head on the Tempur.
That.
Your life will change forever.
Mm. You won't be hearing that.
Colin, what's the song, mate?
Hey, Mick, Jane and Dangerous. Mahanama by The Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
Manamana. Oh, my God. I have not heard that for years.
I love it.
No, you won't get it out of your head now.
Oh, great.
There's a heavy metal version of that song as well we should find.
Have we got it?
Oh, I don't have it now, but I'll find it because it's hilarious.
Like one of those crazy.
Let's do that. We'll go to break 133353. Let us know. What's the song that gets stuck in your head?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill will be here in the second hour. We're talking about those songs that sort of get stuck in your head. And
someone said Manamana.
Oh, yeah.
The Muppet song.
Yeah, and I said there was a heavy version, and it was a band called Skin, and I found it. Here it is. Manamana. Manamana. This is cool. Manamana.
That's good headbanging right there.
Yeah.
It is. And brilliant lyrics.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. Manamana. That's how many songs are
written.
We're
talking about the songs. You've got Daryl Braithwaite's song in your head.
I've been writing love songs.
You know, I've been writing love songs.
Wow. I would be suicidal.
I beg your pardon. How dare you say that about the former King of Pop?
That's mine. That is mine. Yeah. Thank you. Dave, you've got Baby Shark. I tell you, I've got another one that really, but I don't mind it because it's such a great song.
Oh, I wonder
what
that is.
It gets in my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Better not be what I'm thinking.
Which one?
Better not be.
Is it a jingle?
Oh, you're thinking like.
Oh, no, that's good.
How good is that?
Nice.
Can you do the baritone?
Oh, putting it down.
Very nice.
It's not bad. It's
10-ton testicle.
Okay.
Oh,
humble brag.
God. Sorry, everyone, having your Devonshire tea.
Right now.
That's enough.
Hey, guys, let's get into it.
Right through me.
With the punters. Here we got Jimmy. Jimmy, what's the song, mate? Get stuck in your head.
How you going there, Mickey? I've got the Weet-Bix song, mate.
Oh.
This is terrible. That's a long day.
Another one there for you, Mickey, too.
Okay, what's that?
What about, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Yeah, I like that song.
I don't recognise the version. Oh,
don't you? Is that the Pussycat Dolls?
Is that the Pussycat Dolls?
It's not one you play on Triple M, though, mate.
Well,
but we might.
One gets stuck in your head. All right.
Don't
like
you
it.
Wish your boyfriend
I don't know, mate, but it's stuck there.
Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Can't explain.
Case of Brick Lane coming
We're
your way.
Out. Well done.
Pale ale
Good
for
on
you.
Ya.
And, of course, you're going to the draw for the Tempur mattress. Yeah. Nicole's on the line. Nicole, what's the song that gets stuck in your head?
Mine's annoying. It's Bop.
Oh, Hanson.
Oh, Hanson.
Yeah. That is a bit annoying.
Oh, no, I love that song. They're
Thank
the most
you.
Good-looking brothers, weren't they?
Yes.
So handsome.
They're all got about 10,000 kids each.
No, they have. They all got kids. Married very young, had lots of children, and they're just great guys.
They
came out
recently.
They
got a bit ugly as they got older.
Yeah.
They
no,
went, yeah,
they
went
did
the
not.
Macaulay Culkin
no,
route,
you know, wish they did. You wish. That's Schadenfreude. That's a good name for a band.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
I like it.
That's great, Nicole. Cheers.
Grant.
We're putting you in the drawer too. Everyone goes in the drawer for the Tempur mattress that we're talking to.
Grant.
You. Yeah.
Hello. What's the song, bud?
Achy Breaky Heart. Don't tell my heart. My
achy breaky heart. I just don't. Miley Cyrus's dad, by the way, kids.
Who had a recent resurgence with Little Nas.
Yeah, that's right.
Very,
very. Yeah.
Redeemed himself. Right at the end there. Okay, that's a shocker. Well done, Grant. Ethan. Ethan, what's the song, mate?
I've been watching that new Space Force on Netflix. It's Kokomo.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's annoying even if it doesn't get stuck in your head. And I like the Beach Boys. That's easily their most annoying song.
It's a very lackadaisical song, I think. It's a very lazy song.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it. That's the Beach Boys vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
If High Fidelity
beg your pardon.
Who's what's your band?
Holly Strung.
If Holly Strung were doing a cover of a Beach Boys song, what would it be?
Oh, yeah, what would you choose?
It would be
Wish They All Could Be California.
God only knows. One of my favourite songs of all time.
I can sing.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Biggie.
See, I'd happy if that gets to, how can, don't ruin that song for
That's
me.
What you're going to hear every time now.
No, I don't want your name in it.
Biggie.
No, remember
that
stop.
Bit. Just remember that bit. Play it again, Dave. Play it again.
No, don't. It's my favourite
Here we go.
Song.
Here we go, Jane. Listen up.
Stop!
Just remember that bit there.
Don't you ruin that song for me.
That's the one that's going to
That's creepy.
Drive it home. All right, well done. Thank you. Yes, Colin. Colin, what's the song, mate?
Colin. Trio, Da Da Da. There was no lyrical logic to it. It was just garbage.
It's a Casio. What's he playing? Is that a Casio?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's the annoying bit. That's the really annoying bit.
What language is it?
I don't know.
Oh, no kidding. Trio never went on to anything bigger and better.
One hit.
What a shame. Hey, that is a ripping one. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you. That's great.
Can we go to Fiona?
Sure. Come on, let's do it.
Fiona, you've got one. It is a set from a soundtrack of one of the greatest movies of all time.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mickey. Hello, Jane. Hello, Dangerous.
Hi.
When hubby wants to get me, he does Cantina music from Star Wars.
Oh, it's a bit Charleston-y, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what happens when hubby plays that, Fiona?
It sticks in my head. It's an earworm. And he's like, yep, gotcha. You know, you're screwed for another 3 or 4 days.
Oh, I thought it was your bear dream song.
No, not quite.
It'd be a bit hard to get jiggy to that, wouldn't it?
Give him half like the clappers. A chance. Yeah, he's got a room devoted to Star Wars, so give him half a chance.
Does he?
Oh, well, I thought it could do with a feather boa thrown.
At all, then. Really? It's either war, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I could do it with a bed so that I wouldn't have to share it with the bloody Millennium Falcon.
Well, you are in the running for
You're in the running, the temper, Fiona.
Temper
one
bed.
More. We got time for one more.
No, we don't. We're going to go.
We're full
dusted.
As a goog, aren't we?
We are.
We're going to come back with Apocalypse Watch.
Hey, speaking of songs too, Song Whisperer will be up soon. So, again, you can get yourself some great prizes, including high-end wines from Victorian's Mornington Peninsula. Ocean Ada on board.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I believe it's time for
World News.
Well,
all bases covered there.
All bases covered. It's world news.
Sound like we were spinning a globe, didn't
it? Yeah, that's right.
All right. Where shall we land?
Where
How about Lower Saxony? Germany's Lower Saxony.
Sounds hot.
In fact. Cuxhaven, it's called.
Where do you live?
Just careful.
Lower Saxony.
Oh. Yeah, in Cuxhaven.
Cuxhaven.
It's a beachside. It's a beachside town.
All right. What goes on there?
Should you go to the hotel, the beach hotel Sullenberg? Just be very careful that you're not over 130 kilos because you're not welcome.
What really? Do you mean?
A German hotel owner of the Beach Hotel Sullenberg has been slammed after she wrote on the hotel's website that guests who weigh more than 130 kilos should not stay there.
Why?
She said the interior is not suitable for people with a body weight of that stature. Because they might damage the furniture.
What's everything made out of wicker or something, is it? What's the deal?
She said overweight guests struggled to get into the showers or they complained of being uncomfortable on the chairs in the breakfast area.
Wow.
What is going on?
So in reception they have a weigh-in? Is it? It's like a box set? You strip your guests down to their underpants?
Well, how do you do that? As you can imagine.
Hmm.
The hotel's policy actually does not break regulations, believe it or not. People are saying it's discriminatory. But it was humiliating and promoted the isolation of obese people. But I'm saying as a rule, I don't think 130 kilos is very big. If you're a tall person.
I'd be touch and go myself right now. I'd be touch and go. They'd want to weigh in. They'd pop me on the scales for sure.
Well, maybe they would just didn't even have to weigh.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into that hotel, go upstairs, get a room, and then eat like mad. Put on 100
really
kilos and wait till they have to cut me out of that hotel and go, who's laughing now?
Oh, my God. But that's terrible. You can't do that. What? Talk about fat shaming. I'm done with that. It's terrible. Anyway, don't stay at that hotel.
So room service should offer you a stomach staple or something.
That's right. As a treat. I've got another quick one to give you as well.
All right.
This woman and her daughter would have to be the most annoying people. They're on TikTok.
Where are we going? It's World Report, by the way. Where are we?
You've
got to say where you are.
We're going to go to the United States of America.
Okay.
To a woman called Michelle and her ghastly daughter. Sorry to be judgy. Okay. The daughter should know better than to, first of all, how many people really do a TikTok with their teenager and the teenager thinks it's cool?
No.
Zero.
No.
So obviously she's being held captive by her mother.
Right. Okay.
And there's a Stockholm Syndrome thing going on.
Okay,
right.
Sure.
This is how TikTok user Michelle tells people how to make a cup of tea. Listen very carefully to her instructions, Australians.
Right.
How you make a cup of tea.
Hey guys, so I got a lot of questions after my last video and everyone wanted to see me make hot tea or British tea. So today we are going to make tea. Fill our mug with water, put it in the microwave, set it for a minute, pour the milk in, drop your tea bag in, add the sugar, give it a little stir. And that's how you make hot tea.
What's the issue?
Okay.
I don't get it. What's the issue?
First of all, the girl gets a cup and puts the tap on. So Americans don't use kettles.
Don't they?
This is a thing I've just discovered. This has gone viral. We're saying to Americans, where's your kettle? Because they really don't drink tea and they call it hot tea or, sorry, song whisperer, hot tea or British tea. No, it's just tea, you ignorant people. Honestly.
Right.
It's a cup of tea. She fills it from the tap.
What's she done wrong?
She fills it from a tap, puts it in the microwave, then puts in about a gallon of milk, a S load of sugar.
No, she pours the sugar out of the packet, doesn't she? She's not even got the teaspoon.
Pours in sugar, then puts a tea bag in and says, and that's how you make hot tea. Sorry.
We can't all have tea, high tea, at the Ritz, Jane. We don't have someone on staff
who's so lovely. Have you never tried it? You won't go back.
I've got a geisha who does a tea ceremony for me.
That's your dream, isn't it?
A geisha. Imagine if she was a geisha and it was a tea ceremony and she came out, hi, my geisha. First Aussie geisha.
Oh, yeah.
You go, what you got there? Well, I'm just going to open this tap for this mug.
If you had a geisha, this is what happened. You go, excuse me, could I please have a cup of tea? And your geisha would just go.
Why?
Why? She's just like, get it yourself.
Yeah. Nah, my geisha would be. You know, I'd play the mandolin for my geisha. I go, give me that. I'll show you how you do that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The mandolin.
So they play exotic instruments.
The most traditional of Japanese instruments.
Well, whatever, you know.
Okay.
Have you got any world news for me? I ask it to. What, me? Yes, I do.
What?
Well,
okay.
I've got big news coming from, where do the Danish come from?
Denmark.
All right, from Denmark.
God.
Okay. What? What's happening?
Well, I know they make a good
What's
strudel.
What's happening in Denmark?
I know they make a good strudel.
No, they don't make strudel. The Austrians make strudel. You're ignorant. It's bad news. Stop it.
Hey, I've got one eye on the globe.
Righto. What's happening in Denmark?
I was watching The King and I the other day, and it's like it's like an historical document. That's how it would have been in
the
Siam.
The King and I is nothing to do with Denmark.
I know, but I prefer Siam to modern day
Which
Thailand.
It's not called anymore.
Yeah, but Siam was a good joint. Hey, so now we're in Denmark, Danish. We're making an apple Danish.
Yum.
Home of the apple Danish. Decided
this is very far. No, let's just. Do you want me to do it? Because Danish scientists.
No, you've had your tea yet. That went on. Trust me.
I want to hear it.
Lord.
Don't worry. I'm sitting back. I'm ready for this.
So the
impress me.
So the Danish scientists have created a robot that can take your COVID swab. Have a listen.
Okay, open up, toots. That's the way. Nice and wide. Just be a jiffy. Exterminate. Exterminate. Just joking. And we're done. Ta-ta. All right, next, please, nurse.
Wow, it sounds quite aggressive.
That's a Swedish Dalek.
That's just what I tell you. I'm not going to let it check my prostate.
Hello, Doc.
You get an electric shock.
Moon River.
No, they've done it anyway. Anyway, that was a good world. Quick world update. Do it, Dave.
Is that it?
That's it. We're done. We never recovered. We never recovered after the tea ceremony. I didn't get the Dalai Lama.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill is going to join us in the second hour. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy. Oh, the front bar, by the way. Don't forget that's on the TV tonight, Channel 7, about 9:15 after Big Brother.
Hey, you've had a nice fresh haircut. You're looking fresh as a daisy.
Fresh as a daisy. I'm a bit tired after all the running I had to do today.
You did an Olympic torch run.
It's a torch relay to reopen pubs all across Australia. If you want to see it, it's on Kennedy Malloy and McMalloy 66.
Oh, great.
66.
I'm going to tap in now.
Have a look and watch an emotional ceremony to reopen the pubs around Australia. You've got to do it. You've got to help your local publican or else they're gone forever. Yeah. Never coming
don't
back.
Make it too late.
Probably apartments. Is that what you want? Little piece of our culture and history will be lost forever.
I want our pubs to be around forever. I want to be able to lean up on a bar. We can just everybody can join in the same bar.
It's real grassroots stuff. It's community stuff. They're there.
Pot and a Palmer. Coming your way.
So much Australia. Leaning on a bar, having a beer, watching the footy, talking with your friends. It's like a social melting pot. Get involved. We were talking about songs that get stuck in your head and they keep calling. Nita.
They do.
Who's on the line? Hi, Nita.
Hello.
How are you? Where are you calling from, by the way?
Menangatang.
That's a real place, is it?
It is. A little blink and you miss it place.
Is it the Mallee?
Yes.
What goes on up there? What's the big story in the moment in Menangatang?
Yeah. Not a lot.
Menangatang.
How about the pubs? They're all closed?
The one and only pub. I think they've been open for sort of takeaways, but that's about it. So they'll be looking forward to opening up, I'm sure.
That'll be
doors,
unreal.
Get rid of the dust, get in there, take a bar stool and get amongst it. What's the song that gets stuck in your head, Nita?
Oh, well, thanks to you, Mick. This last weekend, it's been your lovely cover of a cover of a cover.
Oh, dear God.
It has
I'll take it, thank you. Wow. You make me have to try.
But Nita.
I can't see you every time.
Oh, man, he's doing a lie.
I feel cowbell with you too,
by the way. I've added cowbell and remixed the cowbell.
It's a remix.
What's wrong with that, by the way? You're the luckiest girl in Australia.
Oh, yeah, great. Thank you. It's just been the highlight of my weekend.
Nita, I love your style.
It's like I'm inside your head, giving you a cuddle from the inside.
Give Nita some Brick Lane, Mick.
Of course.
Brick Lane, to the Mallee.
We'll send it to the Mallee, and thank you for doing that. By the way, Gudinski was very rude to me. We should try and fish out Gudinski's response.
I think I've got what he might have said.
Have a listen to this.
Let's call him Mr. Gudinski. Wow.
Michael? Hello?
Hello. Gentlemen, I suggest you're in Dennis Hanlon now. Is that really your voice?
That's my voice. And by the way, that's the remix when I went back into the studio and added some cowbell, which I think just puts it
over
the top.
You've got a huge, successful career. You're a multi... You want a whammy? That is an absolute piece of crap.
I swear to God, he's made a really powerful enemy.
Very brutal. Wow, he's an industry god.
He sent me back to Sony. Oh, by the way, because Sony sent you, Jane, for your birthday yesterday.
Yeah,
Sony sent you a lovely present and a card. And nothing from Gudinski. That's interesting, isn't it?
No, but that's very snide of you. That's snide of you to say that.
Because you've done so much for Michael and you've just done his
state of music. I've always been appreciated by Michael and Sue, and maybe you haven't because you don't behave yourself.
Well, it's the slightly Sue would obviously understand. But old Bozo.
Sue and Michael have definitely... Oh, my God.
He has no understanding of music anymore. If he can't see the nuance...
You know what? His patience is going to run out with you because I understand if he black bands all his top acts... Every run around the no one's going to appear on front. Be very careful.
Me and Michael,
this show,
we got three arias together. You know what I mean? We've been through the trenches.
He's not appreciating his attitude from you.
He's won more arias than what you have.
Yes.
All he's
what's he got on you?
No, I'm just saying, like, we've got to be in good sort of stead with.
Go around and mow his lawns all the
No, way. We've got to be have good company with Michael.
You know, it's on Friday. You like, who will hear you.
Who's on
hear
Friday?
Your song, Guy Sebastian.
What?
But don't embarrass me because Guy, I have great respect for Guy. Mate, and Guy and I get Guy, each other.
Guy is going to fast track me into The Voice.
You are not to play that song.
That's
to
the
Guy.
Whole point. What that is the mean? Whole point of the exercise.
Oh, well, I'll leave.
Hi, Guy. How's it going? Is
no,
your team?
I won't. I'm not going to be around for that.
Is
I don't think.
Is your team
Guy's
full?
A superstar. He's a superstar.
He is. He's proven
and
himself.
He's gifted
hasn't he?
And
successful
he's
recording
just,
artist.
He stole
you
my
don't
look.
Understand
he's wearing,
him.
He's wearing the flannies. He stole.
Well,
my look.
Actually, he did steal your look the first week of The Voice. I did notice that, but I'll take that up with him.
All right. Well, we'll get to the bottom of that when we come back. Song Whisperer. We should do my version of. A Puddle of Mud. Was that be a good song? Just play it again for those. Just...
Oh, you want to hear it again?
Yeah,
oh,
of course okay. I do.
Right. I'll take it. Thank
it's really good.
You. Wow.
It grows on you.
You hang me out to dry.
Really inside.
But I can't see you every night, Mickey.
Yeah,
Dave, right. Don't join in. Don't. You're singing along with it. Stop
Train's
it.
Train's leaving the station. Get in. Mick, you want to get on it?
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Dave O'Neill, friend of the show.
He's going to join us. Show.
He is.
I'd like to know what song gets stuck in his head and what he thinks of my Puddle of Mud cover.
I know it'll
really
be a
searching
song.
Out for you,
it'll
Dave,
be a song from the 80s for Dave.
Yeah.
It'll be.
It'll be Devo or something.
Spandau
like
Ballet.
Yes.
Or
something yes.
Like Seagull.
Yes. Yes.
It'll That's be. Right in his wheelhouse, isn't it?
In fact, well, let's contact him before he goes on air.
Oh. Boingo Boingo.
Yes.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Doctor yeah. Doctor. Oh, yeah.
These are all the albums Thompson that Twins. Your housemate Thompson said, come and yeah. pick up.
Yes. Really rude it was, too.
Was very rude.
Town of a great musical history. But also beaten up riding my bike through Mount Eliza wearing Gene Simmons' makeup from Kiss.
But that's unfair.
Well, it was unfair.
Yeah.
Taught me a valuable lesson, though.
Right.
At an early age. Hey, what's coming up in the next hour?
Oh,
I just
well,
mentioned
a lot.
That, David.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, we've also got some
royal
news.
News.
And
the royal news. There's loads of royal news. And my quiz.
Yeah.
I am undefeated. I cannot.
Okay.
Cannot get
You're undefeated
it wrong.
Because you're the only one competing.
That's true.
That's an
it's
extraordinary...
like me asking you questions and no one else is playing. But anyway,
really
that's how you look at it.
You don't have to point
because
it out like
boys
that.
Are so you're competitive, right, they have to win everything.
Let's have a listen. Quiet. Let's have a listen to the. What is it?
A song whisperer.
Song whisperer.
Jay, the song whisperer.
Jay, what is it, mate?
All right,
what's
here we
the
go.
Song?
A biographical search of this song's subject yields the following results: Playboy lifestyle, a swashbuckler of the sound period, usually had a mustache. The song references the first two attributes directly, but makes no mention of the third.
Ant music.
Oh,
he was a swashbuckler.
Adam Ant
in the train. What's a
not.
Jane?
The Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. Yeah. You know, I'm going for a twist.
I like it. It's a good twist, but it's not Barry.
Dave?
What about Queen and I Want to Break Free?
I want to break free.
Got him in a lot of trouble,
mustache.
That
song.
Got word. Him in trouble?
Mustache.
Why?
Doesn't mention the
got him. Got him kicked off MTV. MTV refused
oh, yeah,
to play
right.
that
yeah, yeah.
song.
It was controversial.
So in England, it's the culture. In England, they were fine. Everyone thought it was a bit of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
In America, they Didn't were outraged, the and they went, "My God!" Yeah. And they took it literally. What is
because
he doing?
Still
he's
one
vacuuming
of my favorite
in
video
a,
clips. Too.
It's just
oh, because
funny.
He was coming out.
Yeah. Because he was cross dressing
yeah.
and
oh, the vacuum, and he was
MTV
yeah.
went Jesus. Bonkers, yeah. and the whole thing was. Cutting.
How crazy.
Yeah.
Although Lola's not far my her name was Lola.
Yeah.
Same deal.
So what
Same
do you
deal.
Think, guys?
Not correct. Not Queen, not, right. not Lola, not Barry Manilow.
Is it my
also
version
not
of the... Puddle of Mud? Is that
right?
Take it, vintage,
Dave.
You hang me out to
I'm growing to love it.
See, I've worked
it's
with the best musicians in this country, if not the world.
Produced by Matt Dower.
And this
Dower,
is where I end up.
He loves having his name attached to that.
Yeah, Matt Dower.
Sure he does.
Matt Dower, and he now wears a cowboy hat. He calls himself my producer. He smokes big cigars. And wears cowboy boots and sits on the back of chairs, like in meetings. he's really changed.
Oh my God, you both go and stay at Chateau Marmont. You think you're so
oh,
cool.
No, we will.
It's not your version.
And order so many Negronis, they set up
oh
a barman
God.
In your. In this real conversation.
Listen.
Mate, why don't we just set a guy up and he will set up a bar in your room and he'll just make Negronis.
So this is a shadow mum mom.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
More Tales of Mickey to come in the next hour.
If you know that song, 133353, by the way.
Oh, you've got your own barman in your house.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
All right.
In your hotel room.
Did you have a big ice block?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's anything you had to send out for. We know what we're doing when we come back, Dave O'Neill.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's promising to be a good one. Make no mistake, we have royal news. Prince Andrew front and centre in a spot of bother. It's a witch hunt, I say.
And Princess Kate has a candle out.
Not a
I wonder if it's like when it's... Well, I don't know. We'll find out. Wow. We've got a quiz for you, Mick.
Okay.
On the royal family.
Sure.
It is a royal quiz, and don't let me down.
All right. I am boned up and ready to go.
Okay.
Well, no.
What do you mean by that?
I've boned
up. You mean you've SWAT-vacked.
That sounds worse.
Something
just don't say the word boned up on Triple M. It has no other connotation for anything else except boning up.
Isn't it?
Researched.
Yep. Yeah. Just want to say
All the smartest people in the world, that's all they do, it means to bone up on stuff.
Can you not say all the smartest people in the world bone up?
Isn't that what it means?
No.
Don't think I've heard that.
I've not heard that terminology.
No, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, I think that's it for the time being. Oh, Dave O'Neill. Dave O'Neill.
Dave is on standby.
We'll get into it. Let's first of all get into the song Whisperer. Let's get the synopsis of the song again.
Just a quick diversion. Bone up. Bone up is to study.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's got to be a first when the song Whisperer is in cahoots with you.
Thank you, Song
Whisperer.
Well,
I needed to make sure that I wasn't going mad because I heard you say it. I'm like, yeah, it means study.
Been boning up.
Yeah, but maybe that's what you did in your town when you grew up.
Barring up, that would be something.
That's a very different thing.
Yeah. To get the dictionary out.
But you're trying
Where did you bone up, Song Whisperer?
St. Charles High School. Indiana University. Okay.
Definition on Google is to try to master necessary information quickly.
Thank you.
I apologise, Mick. I take all that back.
I never apologise.
I've been boning up on the Song Whisperer's synopsis. And let's...
Okay.
Thank you, Mick.
We're just juvenile, aren't we? Let's have a listen to the... Come on, quick, synopsis. Please.
Here we go. A biographical search of this song's subject yields the following results. Playboy lifestyle, a swashbuckler of the sound period, usually had a mustache. The song references the first two attributes directly, but makes no mention of the third.
Okay.
Boony at all?
Yes. The word swashbuckler is a bit of a hint.
Oh. Yes.
Interesting.
I do believe.
Okay. Werner.
I do believe you're correct.
Werner.
Yo.
Yeah. What's your guess, mate?
I think it's Nickelback, Rockstar.
Oh. Because we all just want to be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving come easy and the
drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny because we just won't eat. Oh, I love it. I wish I lived a Nickelback lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of Nickelback.
Werner, I have to ask, you have an accent. Where is it from?
South African.
Oh.
Wow. Awesome. That's very. So, is Nickelback big in SA?
Well, they're pretty big over everywhere.
True.
But they are. Big in South Africa.
I didn't want to baffle you with the question, but
no, it's all right.
That's okay. Song Whisperer?
Werner, I'm sorry. It is not Nickelback.
All right, no worries.
We're going to put you in the draw, Werner, for the bed.
A big case of Brick Lane coming your way.
Thank you for calling.
Right. We want you to have a good experience on our show.
We do.
I've been waiting for that beer because the last time I hold on and...
Oh, you want the beer as well?
He's got the beer. I just gave him the beer.
Brickline.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Do you know, I love a man with a South African accent.
Isn't it South African?
Let me tell you.
It gets a little Indian at times.
I love it. I love it.
They just like me to talk to them.
Hey, Werner, you know, I've been to South Africa because I don't know if you know, I've been to see Cheetah in South Africa.
Oh, God.
You know what? The Cheetahs is also my favorite rugby team.
Your
favorite what team?
My favorite rugby team.
Oh, rugby team.
Of course it would be. You guys know how to play rugby, that's for sure.
Is Werner a common name in South Africa? Is Werner like Bill or like Pete over here? Is that so different? Werner.
Yes. Well, it's like Mickey.
No, Mickey special.
Yeah, we make him rough in South Africa, like Mickey.
See, I told you I like South African men. I hope Werner's taking the piss out of you, quite frankly. Yeah. Thank you, Werner.
There was Werner Klemperer. He was the guy from Hogan's Heroes. That was Colonel Klink, I think, from
America. I don't think we do that. He was German.
Yeah, but the actor's name was Werner.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody, he's some kind of...
No, you're talking about, is Werner a common name?
Historian.
And the actor from Hogan's Heroes.
Get all huffy.
Who played Colonel Klink.
About Werner. what character was he?
It was, I'm pretty sure it was Colonel Klink.
Calm down.
Yeah, Colonel Klink from Hogan's Heroes was Werner Klemperer.
Klink made that show.
Thank you very much.
Colonel Klink, when he got...
Next call.
Klink got huffy. Hi,
Jane.
Fireworks.
Hi, how you going? Hey. Happy belated birthday for yesterday.
Oh, thank you so much, Jane. You're very lovely. Thank you for sharing my name.
I'll allow it.
Oh, well, that's Jane's fault.
Where were you yesterday, Jane?
She said she tried to get on.
I wish her a happy birthday, but they didn't put me on.
Yeah, well,
Jane,
it's
exhausting.
July the 11th, Pennsylvania.
It must be.
Yeah. What would you get me if you were getting me a present?
Jane's actually not talking to you. She's talking to me. Oh. I said it's exhausting working with Mick, and she said it must be. And you've just forged on through, not even listening to her.
Where do you come from, Jane? Where's your...
From Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Awesome.
Yes.
Enjoy it there?
I love living here, yes.
What do you do in your spare time? What are you up to? What's your hobbies?
I try to go to the gym.
You either do or you don't, Jane. I'm not hearing this.
Pressure on her.
Before the gyms were closed down, so I've got to get back into it.
Do you like lycra and like leg warmers and stuff?
Sorry, my apologies, Jane.
Do you wipe your machines down?
Hang on.
Okay. We need to get Hang to the on. Song.
Jane. What's your song, Jane?
Yes. Mondo Rock, Come Said the Boy.
Great song too. Aussie classic.
I forget what the clues are by this stage. What are the clues?
Well, one of the clues was that the biographical search yields that it usually had a mustache. I don't think Come Said the Boy mentioned the mustache anywhere, but it's still not correct.
Jane, I've loved talking to you. Thanks so much. And we'll put you in the door for tonight.
Go to the gym.
That would be awesome.
Sorry, Jane.
Don't try, just do.
Good luck.
I beg your pardon. You're not a guru of fitness.
I'm trying to help her out.
She doesn't need help.
She needs firm advice.
She doesn't.
Go to the gym, Jane.
Mick is quoting Yoda.
Thank you. What was it? What did I say?
Don't try.
Let's move on because I don't know what's going on. I know you've got a big television show tonight. Yeah. You're a bit
toey. We need to focus on this show. Yeah.
Come on.
Lorraine.
Hello.
Yep. What's the
song? Hey, girl. Is it Errol from Aussie Girl?
Oh, Errol.
Ticks a few boxes.
Yeah.
Playboy
okay,
Lane.
That is it.
Come on. We've got to be close.
Swashbuckling.
Yeah. And the mullet.
Had a mustache.
And moustache. The big moustache. That was the moustache.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh. Lorraine.
And he was from Tasmania, Errol Flynn, as well.
That's so for it.
Could be related.
Hey, Mickey, throw in some beer, will you?
I'll have some beer. Well, you can do it.
I'd love some beer.
Well, would you like some? Brick Lane, and we'll choose something lovely for you. Yeah. We'll put you in there running for the tempered mattress, Lorraine. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank
and
you so much.
Especially from Tassie.
Could you tell Mick to... Mick to revisit the Brown album?
Oh,
I will.
I don't know.
I will
Is
you.
That a euphemism?
I'll play some bits for
no,
you.
No, remember the Brown album.
I'll let him know.
Thank you, guys.
That's my first aria.
Dave O'Neill next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And congratulations again to Lorraine from Hobart.
Good
and
on
not
her.
Only has she got the Brick Lane, but we're going to give her some high-end wines from Victoria's Mornington Peninsula, Ocean8.com.
Ocean 8.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah, great stuff.
Top
well
drop.
Done, Lorraine. Thanks for calling
well
through.
Done.
Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here.
She has scored. Time now to introduce a friend of the show. It's Dave O'Neill. G'day, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good.
Thank you. Hey, Dave. Thank you so much for my beautiful message and your beautiful suggestion that you had baked some
lemon slice
which I love.
Which you then ate.
It's coconutty. Is it Mari biscuits that you use to make the base?
Yes. And there's only two bits left, so I don't know.
Jeez. I don't know. And the white, and the icing with the lemon rind in it.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so good.
Where's that historically from? Is that an Australian?
Must be British.
Is it an Australian?
British.
It feels very British. It feels very Anglo to me.
Yeah.
A lemon slice. Just guile.
Oh, it's the best.
The sentiment was lovely, and I appreciate it very much, Dave.
Good on you, Dave.
Dave, we were talking before about songs that get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
And we had lots of suggestions of songs. Is there any song that's stuck in your head?
Yeah, I get Mambo Number 5 stuck in my head. Oh. Hey, here we go. A little bit of rain just for my side. A little bit of rain. It's a great song.
Where's that from? Really? Where would I know that from?
It's on a Ford commercial years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a huge hit, Lou Bega. Yeah.
Was
you
it on Friends
me?
Or something?
It was on like Stars on 45, wasn't it? As well, you that, know, looped that, in that.
That song and James Blunt, Goodbye My Lover, is one of
Jesus. Goodbye, see, I always my picked lover. You for, I always pick you for a James Blunt fan. He's a great guy.
I'm so hollow, baby. What?
No. We know James Blunt. He's a ripping guy.
I'm sure he is. I like his songs. You know.
Oh, you're a bit defensive about it, but that's okay.
I'm so hollow, baby. He wrote about an Easter egg. So,
hey, what about, can I say to you, the kids, you've been moaning about the kids for a long time now. Are they back at school?
Mm. Yes.
How has that changed your life? Is that a good thing? Yeah.
I can go back to my bohemian lifestyle, and I'm actually poor now, so that's good. I'm real bohemian.
Dave, are you poor because it's been very difficult as a stand-up comic to be able to do gigs and have gatherings of people?
I've done a few Zoom gigs, but I do get JobKeeper now. It's like being back on the dole. It's awesome. Every 2 weeks, $1,400. It's more than the dole. So,
can I say something? So I don't know anyone, I think, who's done more charity gigs around town than you have.
Right.
You always put your hand up. You're always doing benefits. Maybe we could all do one for you. Would that be?
Or at least you could get a Queen's Birthday honour.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna segue from the JobKeeper to the pension. That's what I want. That's my point.
Oh, really? That's a segue. Well, see, if you're a childcare worker, you wouldn't get anything. That's all going to close down soon. So let's just
And the JobKeeper stops at a certain date. I think it's
August. It stops in September. Yeah, September or August. Yes, but they change their minds every second about this. Yeah. So that's Matthias Cormann for you.
Exactly.
Just a bit of a drive-by for him, anyway.
No, with the kids, I just get sick of the kids. Do your kids argue a lot, Jane?
Yes. They call it banter.
What does that mean? Explain that to me.
Okay, banter. Mm. See, banter to me is a bit snappy and full of life and quite witty. Yes.
Like crack.
Like a friend script, you know. They're bouncing back and forth. Yeah.
So, no, I call that fisticuffs.
Excuse my French, but I said to my wife today, it's like we're stuck in a really shit court case. Because honestly, it's like this. He didn't wash his hands long enough. He touched his nose. I just put the washing on the line.
Yes.
And then you've got to come up with a judgment. You're the judge.
Yep.
And I always just go, these crimes are too serious for my courtroom. You need to go to the higher court. Go speak to your mother.
It's hard to stand firm, isn't it, in these situations? Yeah. Because there's been so much parenting that has had to go on in these last few months of COVID lockdown.
Yes.
And I think most of us as parents go, I'm done. I'm so sick of being a parent.
Yeah.
How's the relationship going? Is this tension?
Everything
in the house? Are you okay? Is it better now the kids are gone? Are you connecting? You seem to be laughing along in a knowing fashion.
Relationship.
Come on.
It's great. It's all going really well, Mick.
Okay.
And you're a cook. We know you cook a lot. Did you do a lot of chefing? You know, there's a lot of meals to be done, isn't there?
Just made meatballs. So that'll be good.
Oh, that's what I've said. That's for my dinner tonight.
One giant meatball. I said the size of a basketball. Hey, we've got to go. Just before we do, I need to ask
Glenn
you about
Robbins?
Glenn Robbins.
Glenn Robbins update.
Glenn Robbins update. What's he been doing? How's he coping?
You know, last time we discussed how he went to his mum's nursing home, he got mistaken for a resident.
All right, that's unfair.
On the next visit, the nurse goes, your mum's just been telling this story about you as a child when you were younger. And he's like, what story? And she goes, well, apparently she put a bath in for you and tipped some eucalyptus oil in, and you got in and she left. And then she came back and the oil hadn't gone in the bath properly. So you're standing upright in the bath with your pee-pee and a glass of water.
Okay. All right. So
he was 25. But anyway,
I've seen him do that on a golf trip.
And the nurse goes, I can't get an image out of my head.
No, thanks. Neither can I now.
Oh, it's fantastic stuff. Hey, what about podcast? What can we expect quickly?
Can we still do that?
The debrief. I actually talked to Adam Zwar, who's in LA, which is really interesting.
Oh, okay.
And somehow related is just me and Glenn. Over a million downloads now, so it's a massive hit.
Brilliant stuff, mate.
Thank you so much.
Look after yourself and we'll catch up soon.
Bye.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Another royal update.
I haven't watched.
They're on the nose, are they?
There are when I talk about this next royal family member, because I recently watched the Jeffrey Epstein doco. You've seen that, Nick?
Yeah, I have.
It's quite extraordinary. It'll blow your mind, everyone.
Especially the scenes on Mystique. Do not talk about it.
Lucky it wasn't Mystique. It was the Virgin Islands, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Which was a very strange name as well that they...
Pedo Island.
Well, something like that. Shocking, shocking. Now, yes. Prince Andrew apparently has sought to falsely portray himself as very keen to cooperate with an inquiry into Jeffrey Epstein, who, in fact, has since died.
Jane?
I wouldn't be surprised by anything because everything
Pete Evans
unfolds.
Reckons he's still alive. I'll just say that's all I'm saying.
Is that why he's worried?
Yes.
Is that why he's nervous?
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, there are so many twists and turns with this dark, evil tale and this terrible man.
Yep.
And the fact that even Prince Andrew spent any time with him, and the fact there is no way he could not have known the background to this man and what he was up to. The Queen seems to be backing her son the whole way. He was going to have no security, but clearly he might need to have some. She's now stepped that up to about £500,000 a year to look after him round the clock. He's doing no formal occasions
or anything.
It's
probably to watch him. Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, it's
not
probably
to,
is.
Not to protect him, to go, I want someone on that guy
on watch.
The whole time. He's brought an entire
on the Duke.
Royal family down.
Isn't that insane? It's really disappointing. Disappointing, there's an understatement.
Yeah.
That seems to be so protected. We just need to see him properly.
Back in the old days, he would have gotten away with that. In the good old days for the royal family.
Yes, correct. Everything was hush-hush.
Cut a few heads off.
Yeah.
Started his own religion.
Yes,
said it's okay
true.
To sleep with chicks under 18.
Of course.
Marry a cousin.
The whole thing would have just happened.
And deny, because no one. And also, they used to be able to just buy off the press. But now that doesn't seem
cooked.
Work out very well.
He's cooked. Lucky he doesn't sweat, or he'd be sweating bullets right. You should do another interview. That was a good one.
Oh, that was the great advice, wasn't it? And they've no wedding on, of course, so he can't even redeem himself as father of the bride and give the bride away because Beatrice's.
That's right.
Is it Eugenie or Beatrice? Which one?
I don't know.
Who cares? The ones with the hats.
They can't get married anyway because all their friends will be in imminent danger if they turn up at the wedding from
That's
our old
correct.
Stepdad.
Yep.
Now, you know that I love a good candle and we are very amused. In fact, we're getting together and it's very close to release date of the Kennedy Malloy Centre candles. They're really about to go
And this
off.
All started because of Gwyneth Paltrow, who on Goop released a scent of a, which, what was it? Well,
it
smelled like a vagina.
This candle smells like my vagina, according to Gwyneth, and tongue-in-cheek, so to speak.
I'm surprised you didn't get one of those for your birthday. I really thought
you can't buy them. You can't even get them on eBay. They're like gold. Are you kidding? I've tried to get one.
One of those lit on your birthday cake.
Oh,
make a wish, Jane. I wish this didn't smell like.
That put me off my cupcake. Now this is a bit of a stretch. You can buy a Kate Middleton scented candle.
Oh, hang on.
Now, with respect to the lovely Kate, she's going to be queen one day, don't forget. It's a $30 candle from, it's available on Etsy, which is.
It smells like her. Like what? Like when
Her smell.
Are we talking about her?
What do you think Kate Middleton smells like?
What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about her scent when she walks past you.
Oh, she'd be like a summer breeze with a little a hint of lilac.
Yeah. That's
and maybe traipsing off, I would follow her. I'd get downwind.
Well, I'll tell you what. It does smell a bit like the flowers she carried in her 2011 royal wedding bouquet. Oh. Lilies, hyacinths, ivy and myrtle. And she included forget-me-nots in the Chelsea Flower Show exhibit. She
so she smells like potpourri. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. You could use her also. She smells like a bit of that mix you put in your bolognese sauce to give it a bit of kick.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to release my own scent.
What would your
smell it's a natural male musky odour with a hint of capsicum spray.
We still got to work on that with Chemist Warehouse.
Well, come on. Why don't you pull the finger out? What would your scent be? Would you be?
My scent is simply called Stressed by Jane Kennedy.
Yours is called Sauvignon.
Oh, how dare you. Right. How dare you. Now, I tell you what, I know that you have remarkable royal knowledge. Mm. And I've really been enjoying this new idea. Forget all the stories they've been having terrific quizzes in. When we come back,
yes.
I've got a royal quiz.
I can't wait.
I think you'll do very well.
I ace these quizzes.
You do.
It's my high IQ, I think. I'm not sure. Just my general knowledge, which is superior to most.
Well, let's put you to the test, shall we?
We'll do that right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And part two of our royal update with Jane Kennedy.
We might need the royal music place for this because this is...
Sure.
I now declare the Monarchy Marvel quiz open. Mick Malloy,
what's the instrument you think of when you think of the royals? Is it the harp?
The harp.
Harpsichord.
The harpsichord. Mm. Snap, snap.
Trumpet, royal trumpets.
Yeah.
Correct, yes. The organ.
The organ, mouth organ.
Yes, violins.
Bongos.
Oh, bongos are royal.
So much bongos. That'd be,
about
that'd
to wait
be
for
great.
Cowbell. The royal cowbell.
All right, what do you got? So this
are you
is
ready?
A quiz.
Yeah, this is a quiz that appears in New Idea, and it's think you know everything about the royal family? Well, let's put you to the test.
I'm
all right,
here.
Question one. What royal went to finishing school in Switzerland for just one term? Was it Princess Diana, Princess Anne, or Princess Margaret?
Princess Anne. Thank you.
Princess Diana. Do we have a buzzer?
Yeah. She wasn't a princess.
I'm wondering, do I give you the options or do you just guess?
Give me the options. Give me
all right.
Options.
How many tears was the Queen's wedding cake?
12.
A, 8, B, 6, or C, 4?
Well, if you put the 4 on top of the 8.
All right, I'll give you that one. Well,
how many was it? 8?
4.
4?
4.
Yeah, they're a bit stingy in those days. Yeah.
Hell, it would take her to blow that out.
They didn't want to get married in the first place.
Yeah.
Remember, we talked about that. Question 3. How many years are there between Prince Andrew and Princess Anne? God, I had no idea.
How many years is there between Prince Andrew and his dates would be a more relevant question. And Princess Anne, who I would... Are you going to give me some... Is it multiple choice or not?
A, 15, B, 6, or C, 9.
Ooh.
How many years between them?
9. There it is.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
That's a big gap, isn't
it? Knowledge
between
is
Princess Anne and Andrew.
Do people still have tears on their wedding cakes?
Don't think so, do they?
And what's the occasion? Do you have to have a special occasion or do you have to be a royal to have a tear?
No.
So any wedding cake can have a tear.
Haven't you watched one episode of Married at First Sight?
Never. Well, I don't even get married.
This is the only wedding reference I know now is to watch Married at First Sight. They do.
How many can you have?
It's just a plug for bakeries. Oh, some big weddings.
Which one do you cut with the knife? Which one?
Good question.
The top one.
Yeah.
With the bride and groom on it.
Right.
Oh, no, do they have that anymore? I haven't been to a wedding for such a long time.
Fascinating. And is there a particular flavour? Like you can't have a chocolate wedding cake.
Like fruit cake, isn't
well, it used to be fruit cake and the tradition
hey,
was...
Hey, Dave, take that tone out of your voice, mate.
Be quiet.
The tradition was, Mick,
when you went to a wedding and you got a piece of cake because you went and was fruit cake, which lasts for a long time, you brought it home, this is what we used to do, and you put it under your pillow. And it was good luck. It means you are the next to get married.
Someone had a piece of their wedding cake in the fridge, which they were keeping, and I came home pissed and ate it.
You did not. No, because people use that for their first child's christening.
I know. Oh, I found out. Tapping my tummy going, oh, that was good.
Okay.
It's just a wedding.
Here's one. Here's another good
question.
Your next
question one will be better.
Have we got time for one more?
Yes, sure. We do, Jane. Of course.
What UK size shoe does the Queen wear? Size A, 2, B, 4, or C, 6? These are UK sizes, mind you.
I know this one because in royal circles, she's known, her nickname's Clodhoppers. So
you're going 6.
6.
Which is the biggest.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's 4. Ah. She's got quite a nice average foot.
How many corgis has she got?
Well, that's interchangeable all the time.
Is her husband still alive?
Yeah, he's in that photo.
There's a question.
I've seen the photo. I see him standing there. I'm going to ask it again. Is her husband still alive?
Okay, I've got one more.
Yes, please.
Yes.
What nickname has Prince Andrew been given by the newspapers? A, the Duke of Hazard. B, Air Miles Andy. Or C, Randy Andy.
The Duke of Hazard would be good. I like that.
Correct.
One.
You're correct. Well done, Mick. Well done.
Ah, well done.
That has been the Monarchy Marvel Quiz.
Well done, all.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Crown Forklifts and the Encore range, it's guaranteed reliability, superior quality, and you can check them out at crown.com.
It's a sexy ride.
It is.
Oh, you bet.
It's the Kafta Fufu of forklifts, the Crown Encore range in particular, because you know what they've done? They've souped them up.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty clever, isn't it? They've just taken ones that they've just renewed them, but given them such a facelift.
They've
my
given
God,
them a cuddle.
They look brand new.
They've
a
given
real
them a cuddle,
cuddle.
Souped them up, pushed them out, and of course, because they're renovated, renewed, you get them at a brain-snapping bargain-like price.
I'm looking at some of these prices now, and I tell you what, why didn't you give me one of these for my birthday?
Oh, no.
Honestly, I'm telling you, I could see myself getting around on this. And you can trust Crown. It's been Australia for over 50 years. Mm. I mean, honestly, been amazing for this country.
Well, they're one of our great retail brands. They're one of the when you say Crown, I go forklift.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's just all part of the package. We're getting some feedback from our
we
listeners.
Are. So we posted on Facebook yesterday that a proud sponsor of the show, Colin Andrew, wrote in, said, look, you'd probably need a forklift to lift the size of the Crown that would fit Mick's head. Not probably too kind.
Is that a compliment?
Sure. I don't think it is.
I think it means you're a big man in town. Robert Hogs
Hogan says, Crown Forklifts carrying the show.
Oh, I like that.
James
Smith. Yeah, well, don't mind that.
Said, there's nothing like a crown for picking Mick up and putting him down.
There is nothing like a crown. Let's hear it.
There is nothing like a crown.
Putting Mick down.
Hey,
oh, I like
that. Do you know what we should do? We should get like the, you know, the Qantas choir. We should get a massive choir to sing that song.
A national choir.
Aren't you our latest rock star, Mick?
Well, that's true.
I wouldn't tackle the Crown jingle just yet.
You wouldn't do it injustice.
19 manufacturing facilities, 500 plus retail locations. They operate in 84 countries. They're the biggest and the best.
Yeah,
don't go anywhere else. I can see you behind the wheel in a hard hat looking hot.
Tradie Janie. That'll be me. Cannot wait. Kennedy Malloy on the side of it.
They can pimp out your ride. It's going to be great.
Thank you.
I'm on deck. I'm so happy to have them. It really excites me.
There is nothing like a crown.
Bang.
For picking it up and putting it down.
I'm going to see if I can be that baritone and putting it down.
I'll go a third above.
No, don't do it. Yes.
Thanks to Crown Forklift.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Front Bar back on Channel 7 tonight.
Well, that's great news.
Cannot wait. We've got Richo on tonight. You know, for anyone around Australia knows, I'm a Richmond fan and my favourite player of all time is Richo. But guess what?
What?
He might not be in because he's expecting a baby.
Oh, they're having their second baby.
Having a baby, that's right. And he's going, may or may not, if we're going to labour. Now, I said to him on the phone, I said, well, now you have to choose. Do you put being at the birth of your child ahead of appearing on Front Bar? I know this is a decision you're going to have to live with for the rest of your life.
That is a line ball.
This is bigger than premierships.
Sure.
This is bigger than playing in a granny.
Okay.
They often have to make that big decision. Do you play in the grand final or are you there for the... So You're saying it's like giving up the grand final. We will be on our seats watching. It's after Big Brother, yes?
After Big Brother tonight.
Yeah,
yes.
That's good.
Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, awesome.
I can't wait. And Ross Oakley's on as well.
Kidding. Wow.
Well, yes.
It's a name from the past.
He's a polarising figure.
Was he back in the day, wasn't
up
he?
Up yours, Oakley. One of the of the greater campaigns. Yeah. It'll be good. What are you doing tonight,
Jane?
What are you up to?
I'll be watching your show.
Has Michael Gadinski contacted you yet?
No,
because I know Sony Music sent you best wishes and birthday greetings sent you a little pack.
That was Fenn, who was the lovely
guy. And then Gadinski, who you do so much for.
Yeah, you did the...
And nothing.
Trust me, nothing Michael has looked after me in more ways than you'll ever know.
So I mean, Sue, I trust Sue. Sue Gadinski is wonderful. Mm. But there's something...
Definitely. No, I'm very happy. I'm going to change topics. Because
nothing at all. He hasn't sent you anything. He hasn't turned up.
He told you. He gave me flowers last week out of the blue to just thank me for something. So I'm not...
Probably stolen from a memorial to someone.
Hey, you better be careful.
Probably sent
you won't
to him.
Get,
he's a classic.
You will not get any bands on Front Bar. You got to be careful. If you want some music on Front Bar, you better be nice.
We
to
want
him.
Good seats at concerts, remember?
Why did he not take up the option on my new song?
Oh,
that's all I'm
saying. You're a single of us.
Well, because he is a man of taste.
Right,
can I just say, I think I might start knitting your
my poncho.
Scarf.
Poncho?
It's not a poncho.
I want a poncho.
It's a cowl.
So what does that do?
A poncho will take me 5 years to knit, to crochet for you.
Well,
this is just it's a neck warmer. Really nice.
I'm used to that. You know that sweatshop speed? Where you get a bunch of kids
and
you
it's
pay
pure wool. I said before earlier in the show that I went to the wool shop with all the grannies to buy my black and yellow wool for you. So that's what I'm going to be doing.
Have you got wet needles? What was that?
Slippery needles.
Slippery needles.
I think we're done.
What about you? You're finger knitting. Don't you start.
That's true.
Finger knitting on my... What is it?
On your cow.
Cow?
Your shrug.
Sort of hides the
neck fat. No finger knitting on your shrug.
Okay. Beg your pardon, Dave. You're going to finish on that one, are you? No, it's going to be a long night for you.
Tom Gleeson tomorrow
at 4.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up done and dusted for the Crown Forklifts Encore range. Guaranteed reliability, superior quality. Check them out at crown.com. No risk, no worries.